Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Speedy Sonic Facts. I'm sorry I haven't uploaded in a while. It's been a while. I've just had a lot to do, and we've also been busy figuring out the microphone problem that happened last episode. As you're all pretty, well, you probably all know that I was very echoey in the last one, Sonic Movies. So, that was the effect. I was using a new microphone, and we were trying to figure it out before this as well, and we couldn't, so I'm just not using the microphone, because it, it just sounds really weird without it, and we've tried everything in the instructions and turning the dial always, it's just not working, so, I'm just not gonna use that until we figure it out, and yeah, I don't really know what to do. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about TV shows and music. Two pretty big parts of Sonic, especially the music. We'll start with music. So music in Sonic, unlike a lot of other series, well, really, it's a big part of the games. Unlike other games like Mario, where the music isn't really a lot of it, the one thing that's nice about Sonic is that it focuses not only on gameplay, but gameplay and music. So we have complete bangers out there, like Green Hill Zone, Live and Learn, Open Your Heart, What I'm Made Of. Oh, I love What I'm Made Of, because I'm a huge Crush 40 fan. We'll talk about that later. So, yeah, it's a pretty big part of the games, and I think that's kind of what made the series become what it is today, which is now, like, one of the most popular series out there. And if you don't believe me, look at the charts of Sonic's popularity before the first Sonic movie. You should see it. It's so low, and then by now, it's so high. It's probably the highest it's almost ever been. So, yeah, it's really taken off. And part of that is because of the music. Now, we have a lot of great music in Sonic, and some of them aren't even real in the games. Yeah, some of these bangers are actually just, like, OSTs or something. There are a lot of good OSTs out there, and I definitely recommend you check out some, especially the Sonic Frontiers OSTs. There's so many of them, and they're almost all of them are so good. So I do recommend you check those out. But yeah, there's lots of OSTs out there. And I have to say, I'm a pretty big fan of some of them myself, and I think that everyone should listen to them. And then it's also nice to mix those with some good stuff from the actual games, like, an example is I Am All of Me, you know that song, that's so good. Yeah, I really do like Crush 40, they're probably my favorite Sonic band that actually does real Sonic songs, not like OSTs or something, because they just have so many good bangers. I feel so sad that, like, after 2010, they just kind of got left in the dust. Like, you were lucky if you hear one Crush 40 song, and all they do now is, like, remixes. Like, in Shadow Generations, take that for example. What they do, they didn't make a new song. They just remixed What I'm Made Of and All Hail Shadow. And, I mean, I'm fine with that. I like both those songs a lot, but I feel like they'd be so much more popular if they had the guts to make a new song again. So, I think that they really should. But, going back to, which is 1998, when Sonic Adventure came out, huge, great, well, definitely a great game, and that was when their first hit came out, Open Your Heart. I'm assuming almost every Sonic fan has heard that song, because it's so good. So good. It used to be my absolute favorite song out of all of them, because it's just so good. I really do think that you really should check that out. If you have or haven't, you still need to check it out, because it's just such a good song. And it really, yeah, it really paved the way for Crush 40. Like, everyone basically played, there's a good amount of people out there who basically just play Sonic Adventure just to hear Open Your Heart and play that final boss fight. And I know another thing that I don't like is that, why after you beat Perfect Chaos once, I think it is. Why do you just get that weird, intense music? Like, I hate that. Just put that, like, at least, like, if you're gonna do that, then how about you put that music at the, like, at the first phase? That'd make a lot more sense, because it's basically like, Sonic 06 with, Solaris Phase 1 and Solaris Phase 2. They're both good, but Solaris Phase 2 is definitely better than Solaris Phase 1. It's probably, it's very popular, so, like, yeah, I don't get it, but still, it really paved the way for Crush 40, and then, of course, they had another humongous banger, even bigger than Open Your Heart, Live and Learn in SA2, and oh my gosh, people loved that. SA2 is just such a good game. It has so many famous lines, good cutscenes, and such a good soundtrack. Like, we have, like, the classics, like City Escape, Live and Learn, of course. It's just so good. It has best soundtrack, and I gotta say, it's a really good game, too. I will recommend this game. And, yeah, and then the next game that they did was... My mind's going right to Shadow the Hedgehog, so we'll talk about Shadow the Hedgehog. So, of course they had the, they had two pretty good songs in there. One of them never really took off, but in my opinion is really good. The one that never really took off, maybe it did for you, but in my opinion, it never really took off, but it kind of should have, is Never Turn Back. It's actually pretty well used in a lot of, like, YouTube videos on Sonic today, so I'm glad it's getting some popularity. But at the time, everyone focused on I Am All of B, and I think it's just as good a song, but I feel like they kind of singled it out a little bit, so, yeah. That's sad, but, yeah, and then, of course, we have I Am All of Me. That's such a good song, and I just get it stuck in my head a lot of days, because it's a good song, but it gets stuck in your head, and you can't get it out. But most of the time, you're not really sad that that's happening, because that's, yeah, it's a good song. You're like, yay! And, Next, oh boy, the next game is Sonic 06, but they, oh yeah, they did have a good hit there. That was all, they had their version of All Hail Shadow, which is much better than the original version, in my opinion. It's really good. It has some pretty good sound effects, and it just, yeah, it fits. I think their voice fits more than the original. And it kind of fits Shadow, you know? Like, rock. Dark. Well, yeah, rock and dark, kind of. But yeah, that's Shadow, you know, for you? The dark hero with a tragic past, you know? That's the fits. So, yeah, they had a pretty good time there. And then, of course, some other hits that they have include... Well, if you have... Amazon Music, you can hear, they have their own version of Seven Rings in Hand, and I kind of like it, because their voice is a little, like, I gotta say, I do like Seven Rings in Hand, but in Crush 40's version, it feels a little, it has a little more depth, I guess, it has a little more emotion, because sometimes in Seven Rings in Hand, it sounds good, and then sometimes it sounds like a boring person saying it, so that's what I do like. I mean, feel free to disagree, but that's my opinion. And then they also have, of course, Fight the Night, Through the Fire, and of course, oh, Night of the Wind. That's such a good song. Such a good song. I absolutely love Night of the Wind. And I gotta say, I mean, a lot of people may think that Sonic the Black Knight isn't a bad game, but it's got a really good soundtrack. A really good soundtrack. And that's the funny thing that I think is that a lot of games that people say are bad, and sometimes they're, and most of the time they're right, they end up having a good soundtrack. That's like Sonic Forces. It's not a great game, but I mean, look at that soundtrack. That's like a chef's kiss. It's a chef's kiss. It's so good. I love it. Because they, yeah. Yeah, alright. I mean, yeah. I just lost my train of thought, sorry. But that's pretty much towards the end of their Ryan High era. And then after that, if you see on Amazon Music, because yes, I do follow them on Amazon Music, that they kind of just made albums with the songs they already had, and they just kind of created a few new ones. Some of them are good, some of them are meh. And then their lead singer, it's Johnny, I don't know how you say his last name, but he created like his whole own songs, which, yeah, I can definitely hear the voice in him. But, yeah, I'm kind of sad that Crush 40 doesn't get any really good appearances anymore. But, yeah, it's sad. I do hope that they bring him back for, another game. I know that they did get some pretty good recognition in, Team Sonic Racing. I mean, that was good, but the problem is that not a lot of people really wanted Team Sonic Racing, because a lot of people are more interested in the actual, like, 3D mainline Sonic games, and I don't blame them, but hopefully they get some recognition in Cross Worlds. That's coming up in November or December, I think, so, yeah, if you're watching this after it's come out, then you know the answer, but I do hope they get some recognition in Cross Worlds, because it's pretty mixed on what the game's gonna be like. Like, some people are really excited for it, because, like, I'm excited to see the extreme gear and looking at all the new maps, but then some people are upset, and there's a lot of things to be upset about. Like, it's looking like we don't get a new back-to-back remix, which sucks. So, yeah, I think every Sonic fan's kind of mad about that, because Back to Back is a good song. But, yeah. So, we'll see what Cross Worlds is like, because, yeah, I mean, it also, well, yeah, it's kind of, the one thing that I do applaud Sega for doing is, taking Cross Worlds date back to, like, December or November, because, as you know, they don't want any competition, because they're both games that fans have mixed feelings about, and if they release near each other and have competition, and the fans don't know whether it's going to be good or bad, that is going to spike a humongous war. All-out war between Nintendo and Sega, mostly fans, but sometimes Nintendo and Sega too. So I applaud Sega for not trying to go in, because as you know, both fans are upset, and they could start a war, because Mario Kart World's release date is already set, and Cross Worlds is not, because apparently Sega just decided this year they're going to probably delay all their games until next year. Rumble, Cross Worlds. I mean, I'm fine with the Cross Worlds delay, but really? Rumble? You've delayed it so many times. So many. I just, like, why? It's already out in some countries. Why do we need to wait here in the U.S.? Why? I don't get it. Sometimes I wish we could just go, like, fly to the countries where it was released, and I could, like sync my phone, and then I could play Rumble. Yeah. But yeah, who knows what Rumble's gonna be like, you know? Like, yay, they have Movie Sonic, but a lot of fans kind of consider it, kind of ruined on release. So, yeah, we'll see about that. Anyway, we're getting off topic, but I don't care, I like talking about Sonic. So, So now we're gonna talk about the TV shows a little bit. So, yeah, there's lots of TV shows out there. Some of the most famous being Sonic Boom, Sonic Prime, Sonic X, Sonic Underground. There's lots. And sue me, I know, but I just started watching Sonic X. I haven't watched it before, and I really like it. I'm on, right now, I'm on Season 1, Episode 16? Yeah. So I'm excited for it, because it's really good, and I can't wait to see Super Sonic, because he's everyone's favorite Golden Transformation, and hopefully we get to see Hypersonic soon, because I know Sega said they wouldn't bring Hypersonic back, but here's something to think about. Sega said there would never be another version of Supersonic. And what did we get? We got Supersonic 2 and Sonic Frontiers. So I'm hoping, here's my hope, guys. I'm hoping that Sega will soon release Sonic Frontiers 2 and, like, I'm assuming, like, maybe Sonic goes super to fight the final boss and everything. But then he goes even further and turns into Hypersonic. It's just like the Super Sonic 2 transformation. Like, the boss gets stronger, so Super Sonic can't contend with it really much. So he turned into Hypersonic, and then it's not even a fair match. Sonic is, like, so much stronger. I really hope, because we just need Hyperforms. Like, we need them. And, I mean, look, like, every Sonic, almost every single fan wants the Hyperforms. Like, I bet you a lot of famous animations like Nazo Unleashed, they all feature Hyperforms. And what does that tell you, Sega? Bring them back! So, but, yeah, I've watched all Sonic Prime, and I liked it. I think I liked the voice actor. It kind of fit Sonic. It was a little off, but I still think he was pretty good. And yeah, it had a pretty good story. I'm really hoping for a season 4, because, like, we need to know what happened. And here's another thing that I've been thinking about. What if we saw a new form? Prism Super Sonic. That's what I'm thinking. So, Sonic goes super, but his eyes are purple, and the tops of his quills fade from gold into purple. And he's even stronger and has prism and super powers. So I think that would be awesome. That's what we need. And I think that'd be a great idea. Because, like, also, what was the thing that Sonic and friends, like, raced out to fight? Was that, like, Eggman and everything's back to normal? Or was that the Chaos Council? Yeah, I don't know. I just, yeah. Who knows, really? But, yeah, Sonic Boom, that one is interesting. It has some pretty good moments, but it's kind of an TV show. Like, why is Knuckles taller than, why is Knuckles so tall? Why does he have fingers? And why does Sonic have, like, bonus quills in between his quills? And why is it such a weird story? Like, there's that one part where Tails and his clones, like, lick a dirt wall and say, "Hey, guys, come over, this wall tastes like dirt." And they all start licking a dirt wall. Like, what the heck, man? What? I think it's a pretty, it can be a pretty weird show. But then again, it can be pretty good, and I really would take Sonic Prime over Sonic Boom, because, yeah. It does triumph in humor, though, but, that's pretty much because it has more episodes, so, yeah. I also liked in Sonic Prime, I liked Shadow's appearance. It really felt like it fit Shadow, I guess, and yeah, his voice actor was pretty good, and I liked it. I liked it a lot. I think it was a pretty good show. Yeah. So also Sonic Underground, another TV show, is also pretty good. I like it. It fits Sonic. It shows his love of chili dogs. That's for sure. One thing in Sonic X that I don't like is that it doesn't show his love of chili dogs, but whatever. But yeah, I really do like that. And yeah, I think all Sonic TV shows are pretty good at most. Well, yeah, at least pretty good. There's never really been a humongous bust. Yeah, and it's, yeah, it, unfortunately, there have been a lot of canceled Sonic movies, just like, as everyone knows, Sonic Extreme, the supposed to be first Sonic 3D game, but then got canceled. Yeah, there was a lot of canceled Sonic movies. I recommend that you go, like, search that up on YouTube or something, because I tell you, there's tons of videos about canceled Sonic movies. They were supposed to happen that never were, and some of them were really bizarre. Yeah, like one of them, I can't remember. It was just about this guy, and it was a really weird script. But luckily, I don't say luckily, but the Archie comic writer guy, he stepped in, and it wasn't Ian Flynn, but he stepped in and said, "We don't want this as a movie," so that didn't become a movie. But yeah, there's lots of movies that were kind of canceled. So, yeah, it's crazy to think that there was, like, actually in 1993, 2 years after Sonic was formed, there was actually supposed to be a movie coming out. And look at us. We didn't get an actual Sonic movie until 2020. 2020. That is exactly 27 years after the first Sonic movie was planned. So, yeah, Sonic may be fast, but sometimes people are slow to catch on. But, yeah, I think the Sonic movies are also great. They did a lot for the franchise. And we can also talk about Knuckles, which I think it's pretty good. It expresses Knuckles being Knuckles, but I don't like how towards the end it just kind of turned into the Wade Bowling Show. How exciting! Yeah, I didn't really appreciate it. I feel like they should kind of make Knuckles be be the star of his own TV series, but yeah. Whatever, I mean, it's too late. Yeah, that was a, besides the turning into the Wade show, it was pretty good, I will say. So, yeah. Yay! yeah, we also have a couple other, like, Sonic, Sat AM, and as I, I didn't pronounce that right, did I? Whatever. But as I said, I think all of them are great, and I have not watched those before, but I've seen clips. Looks pretty good. That's all I got. And that's what I'm doing for Sonic X. I saw many clips, and I can tell it's good, and now I'm actually watching the series, and it is good. So I can tell it's good. Yeah, sorry if I haven't watched them all, but there's a lot, and it's kind of hard to get them all. So, oof. But, yeah, I think that's pretty much all we're going to talk about. I know it was shorter. Also, just so you know, I have been filming this in a roomy closet, basically, because when we were figuring out the microphone, we thought it was the room I was recording in that had too much echo. So we went into this tiny closet, and, well, bigger closet, and, yeah, that didn't work for the microphone. So, I don't know if we're gonna get the microphone. I might just stick to this. But yeah, I'm sorry once again for last episode. I know it was really weird. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh crap. So, yeah, I think that's gonna be all. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I'll see you guys later.